Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. And in the studio today, Mayor Ben Staller from the mayor of Belle Fountain. I don't know what I'm trying to say this morning. You'd think it was a Monday. The mayor of Belle Fountain. And we've been having a nice little chat about all the different things that are going on. Welcome.
Good morning. It's great to be here and still blessed with what I think is a November day. It's sunshiny. The leaves are finally falling off the trees.
All over the place. They're all over. I'm so glad I haven't raked yet.
The air is crisp, but it feels clean and fresh. And it's all good.
Hey, before we get started, how did your beggar's night go with it doing it during the day, which I think was genius?
Thank you. It went really well, and that's a collaboration of all the mayors in this county, putting our thoughts together and thinking, how could we do this a little better and a little safer? So I hope it's here to stay, that we'll bring it back into the daylight. That was safer.
Yeah.
Weekends were a little nicer. Families are home to enjoy that with their kids. Maybe they're not off at work. And it went really well. So thanks for asking, and prayers answered on that one. It was a good event.
I do like the idea of the kids being during the day. I do like that idea, and I kind of hope that does stick. Well, so what's going on in the city of Belle Fountain? What have you been up to?
Well, I don't know. You know, we're fastening our chin straps for this world that we're in. For those who followed the governor last night, now we'll prepare ourselves just to encourage people. I guess we're going stronger on mask wearing, and that this shouldn't be news to our communities, but it's encouraged, and the governor's coming out with the numbers are looking tighter. They're looking tougher in hospitals and in communities across Northwest Ohio. And so let's just be positive and encourage one another to wear more masks. And so we're going to be doing that here locally. Nobody's going to have the yardstick like our old kindergarten, first grade teachers. We're not going to whack you on the leg, but we're going to ask you to remember to wear your mask. They're annoying. They're not convenient. But hey, if it keeps some of our more brittle population safe, that's fine. Boy, we're also just a week, I guess. Yeah, we're a week after election, and it still hasn't been clearly decided, but we seem divided, and I don't know. We could visit about that. This is not that unusual that presidents run. There's two good candidates, and that the country seems split down the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen several elections that have been just as close. So I don't think it's anything new this year.
No, history tells us that generally, at least if you've got two quality candidates, you're probably going to be split pretty right. closely down the middle. And I did a little history on that. It went back to Harry Truman and Kennedy. Those were razor-thin margins. And in more recent elections, actually the person who got a few more votes didn't get the election because of what we look back on in our Constitution and such is our electoral college. It's confusing, but let's just be kind to one another and get through this time. And they'll decide, and that's probably why they push it off to January the 20th.
And
that's why we don't try to swear somebody in on the first day of December. So we'll get there.
You know, that's the message I think that we're trying to put out there today is, yeah, everybody's got opinions and everybody's got the ways that they think things should be, but in the end, we all need to be loving and being kind to one another, because that is the way that, you know, back to what would Jesus do in these moments.
Yeah.
And I don't know, would he have voted?
Well, and did everybody always agree with what he did or what leaders back then did? And so I guess that's what gives us that free spirit, that free will that God gave us, is that we do have minds and we don't all have to think alike and in lockstep, but we can still be kind to one another.
Yeah. We're doing our community spotlight this morning, and in the studio with me is Mayor Ben Staller, mayor of Belle Fountain. And, you know, we were trying to stay down that middle road. You know, we're not going to get, when we are talking, we don't want to be one side or the other on any issue.
Yeah, let's not take sides.
But let's bring it back to what's important.
Amen.
What is important is we need to lead with love. And I know that's even it's even one of those things that people like. What do you need to lead with truth? Well, love is the first thing, right?
Right.
We got to get that down and honestly leading with love. So how has it been at your office? Have people been contacting you and asking questions? And what's the general state of just your residents here in Belle Fountain?
Well, they have, and we try to be a source of information and answers. So while we do our best to help people navigate that, we do it with a calm voice, and sometimes they've called us. Sometimes your municipal government seems to be a one-stop shop. Well, we don't have all the answers or solutions, but we also, if you're knocking at our door, we want to say, well, there's no wrong door. So let's find you an answer. Maybe we have to give you someone else to call, or maybe we can help you navigate those troubled times. But you know, through this year, through 2020. Some resources came tight on people. Maybe their work and their income was affected, or maybe some of these rules that we're all following somehow affected people, mm-hmm. and they wanted to know how that worked into their lives. So we certainly try in every way and in every walk of life to be, how can we help?
Right, yeah. Right. And I'm glad that you're doing that. And yes, making sure that people know that you're there and you have an open door. And they can call or talk to you.
Absolutely.
All right. So I know that there was some stuff on your heart today about the fact is we should be probably praying more now than we've ever prayed. And so I guess that's something that you and I have talked about a little bit. This is a powerful weapon. We need to be utilizing it, don't you think?
Oh, I do. I'm not sure that if we're listening to when should we be holding hands together and in prayer. Well, those two topics we talked about before the song were they're kind of heavy on my heart, and I think it's causing a little stress and anxiety, and so it's this is a great point in the morning to maybe just stop and turn our attention to heaven and say, God, help us navigate these troubled. That's like Simon and Garfunkel, troubled waters,
yeah, right?
Right. You know, try to step back and have a perspective, but ask God to help us as we struggle. Looking at this viral pandemic, we're going to get through this. Everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end, but let's be more civil to one another, and let's wear our mask. I'm not being someone's mother, but let's just be understanding of other people and their anxiety about this, and maybe also have a chance in your day to turn to prayer and say, we're going to be just fine. God will help us to, as Americans, to select our next leader, whoever it is. Let's just hope that person is someone who has prayer on their mind and love in their heart, and that they and truth that they will help us to come back together. Whoever it is, let's come together and keep moving on. We're a great nation. But we need some prayer right now.
Yeah, we definitely do. So is that something that you would like to lead in right now?
I could. I rarely come together with you and ask for a moment of prayer, but let's just take a moment and bow our heads.
Not if you're driving, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you can keep one eye open. No, let's just pause. Just take just a minute, and we ask the Lord to open our minds so that we can better understand these troubled times and one another. Not only here in Northwest Ohio, but across our nation. And we ask you that as you help us to select our leader, just keep them on the right path, but help all of us to understand one another just a little bit better. So we ask you that you would lift our spirits so that we're more understanding of one another. Give us guidance and fill our hearts with love. Because we know that each and every day, as you continue to wrap your loving arms around us as a community together, not only as Ohioans, but as nations, we are our brother's keeper. In the Jesus' name we pray all of this. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for leading us in prayer today. And
oh, sure.
Remind everybody how to get a hold of you if they need to ask any questions.
Well, City of Belle Fountain is sometimes the best way is probably to navigate the internet because you can email us. My office in Belle Fountain is a 937 number, 4376. But you can Google any of your city governments. That's how I find out what's happening in, gosh, it could be North and Kenton or Findlay or Tiffin. I'm having lunch today with two mayors from our area, from Sydney and Urbana. We just get together and we talk about the things, Angie, that you and I talked about this morning. But all of you should be able to reach out to local government, ask questions. And you know what? There are no bad questions. So you should fire those questions at your local government and say, I don't understand how such and such works, or how can I get more help with this?
Yes.
Reach out and ask. We're all out there to help you. I hope that's why local government is functioning in your community. So have a great morning.
Yeah, thanks. Mayor Ben Stoller is my guest this morning for our Community Spotlight.
We're community supported Shine FM.